Welcome back. In this beginner Ableton Live lesson, we're taking straight one-shot drums and making them swing, specifically for drum and bass. Think rollers at around 174 BPM, the kick and snare feel locked, but the hats, ghosts, and little textures start to lean and shuffle in a way that makes the whole loop feel like it's moving. Here's the big idea up front. Swing is not everything late. Swing is usually some offbeat slightly late, while your anchors stay confident. In D&D, those anchors are your kick and your main snare. If you make the snare late, the whole track can feel weak. So we're going to keep the core tight, and we'll make the air around it move. Let's build it from zero. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track and name it Drums. Drop a drum rack onto it. Load a few one-shots, a kick, a snare, a closed hat, an open hat, a ghost snare or rim, and maybe one percussion hit. Don't overthink the samples. For this lesson, the groove matters more than the perfect sound. Now create a one-bar MIDI clip and loop it. We're going to start rigid on purpose. Program a classic two-step foundation. Put your kick on the very first beat, right at 1.1.1. Then add an optional second kick later in the bar, like around 1.3.3, or 1.3.1 depending on the vibe you like. Put your snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That's your backbone. Now add closed hats on straight eighth notes across the bar, so you'll have a hat on 1.1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2.1, 1.2.3, and so on. If it sounds robotic and stiff, perfect. That means we have a clean before version. Alright. Method 1. Groove pool. This is the fastest way to get something musical, especially as a beginner. Open the groove pool. On Windows it's Ctrl+Alt+G. On Mac it's Cmd+Option+G. In the browser, find grooves, then swing and groove. Drag in something like swing 16-65. That's a great starter for rolling hats. You can also try MPC 16 swing grooves if you want a classic shuffle flavor. Now click your drum clip, and in the clip view you'll see the groove chooser. Select the groove you just loaded. Set timing to something like 55% as a starting point. Random at about 5%. Velocity around 10%. Now press play and listen to what happened. You should feel the hats start to lean. Not wrong, just less gridded. Quick teaching note. Random is spicy. A little can make it feel alive. Too much makes your hats feel drunk. For D&B, keep it low, like 0 to 6% most of the time. Also, don't hit commit yet. Commit bakes the groove into the notes. It's awesome when you're sure, but for now we want it non-destructive so we can compare easily. Now we do the pro workflow that makes this whole concept click, separate core from tops. Duplicate your drum clip, or duplicate the track. You want two versions. One track called Drum Score, where you keep only kick and main snare. One track called Drums Tops, where you keep hats, ghost snare, and perks. Here's why this is massive. You can swing the tops aggressively and still keep the kick and snare punching dead center. That's how you get the tight core, moving texture thing that makes modern D&B feel powerful. So go to Drums Tops and apply your groove there. Leave Drums Core straight. Now do in a slash beat check like a pro. Mute Drums Tops for a moment. Listen to how stiff it is. Unmute it. You should feel the loop sit down and start to roll, without the snare losing authority. If the snare suddenly feels late or weak, you probably applied groove to the core by accident, or you're swinging too much overall. Next, manual swing. This is where you start developing your own signature pocket. Open the MIDI editor for Drums Tops. Turn on fold so you only see the notes you used. Set your grid to 1/16. Now, think in milliseconds. Milliseconds are your truth meter, because your eyes will lie to you. As beginner targets, for hats and perks, try nudging selected offbeats later by about 4 to 12 milliseconds. For ghost snares, try 8 to 18 milliseconds. If you go past around 20 milliseconds in D&B, it often starts sounding like a mistake unless it's very intentional and consistent. Pick a few hat hits that land on the ends, the in-between hits, and move them slightly later. In Ableton, you can temporarily disable snap and alt-drag the notes off the grid. You're not trying to see a huge visual gap. You're trying to feel a tiny lean. And here's a key mindset. If you can feel it but you can't clearly hear it as an obvious flam or error, you're in the sweet spot. Now let's add ghost snares, because ghost snares are bounce sauce in drum and bass. Add a quiet ghost snare right before the main snare. A common spot is around 1.1.4, just before beat 2. Another good spot is around 1.3.4, just before beat 4. Keep the velocity low, somewhere like 20 to 50. Then nudge that ghost a little late, say plus 10 milliseconds, what you want is the ghost to feel like it's pulling you into the main snare, not competing with it. If your ghost snare disappears too much at low velocity, don't just crank the volume. Instead, make it speak. You can put drum boss or saturator on that specific pad or chain and drive it lightly, just enough so quiet hits still have presence. Also consider shortening the ghost's sample's decay so it doesn't smear into the main snare. Now, let's level up the feel with a simple push-pull trick. Swing isn't only late, it's contrast. In one bar of hats, choose a small number of hits to push slightly early, like minus 3 to minus 7 milliseconds, and choose a few to pull late, like plus 6 to plus 12 milliseconds. That contrast is what creates rolling motion. If everything is delayed equally, it can just feel like the whole track is lagging. One more important check. Listen quietly. Turn your speakers or headphones down. If the groove vanishes when it's quiet, you might be relying on loud transients rather than real pocket. Real pocket comes from timing plus velocity shape. Try accenting some hats and softening others, even if timing is subtle. Now, if you're not using MIDI and you have audio one-shots on an audio track, you can still do this. Place the audio hits, then consolidate a bar so it becomes one clip. Turn warp on. For hats and perks, use Beats Warp mode and set Preserve to 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how detailed your rhythm is. Then shift the warp markers on the offbeat slightly later. Be careful not to overstretch. We want clean transients. Another quick option is to slice the audio into simpler in slice mode, trigger slices with MIDI, and then use groove pool and nudging just like we did. Now let's make it arrangement ready, because DnB grooves feel alive when they evolve across 16 bars. Here's a simple plan. Bars 1 to 4, keep it light. Groove timing around 45 to 55%. Minimal ghosts. Bars 5 to 8, add ghost snares and slightly more hat swing. Bars 9 to 12, layer a quiet shuffled perk loop or a second hat layer, high passed so it's mostly texture. Bars 13 to 16, pull back a few hats to create space, and add a small fill at bar 16. A really effective trick is breath bars. Every 4 or 8 bars, remove one or two offbeat hats, or drop their velocity a lot. The groove feels bigger when it comes back, even if you didn't add any new samples. You can also create movement with simple Ableton devices. Auto filter on hats with a gentle high pass motion over 8 bars, utility for quick volume automation, and a touch of saturator for grit. Subtle is the word. DnB is fast. Heady processing can get harsh quickly. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the usual beginner traps. First mistake, swinging the main snare. Don't do it unless you really know the sound you're going for. Your backbeat is your authority. Second, too much swing on everything. That's how you get sloppy instead of rolling. Third, random too high. It stops sounding intentional. Fourth, ignoring velocity. Timing alone won't save flat hats. Fifth, not separating core and tops. You end up compromising punch just to get movement. Now a quick 10-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Program your straight two-step with 8th hats. Split into core and tops. On tops, choose swing 16-65, set timing to 55%, random 5, velocity 10. Add 2 ghosts per bar at low velocity. Nudge ghosts about plus 10 milliseconds. Nudge a few offbeat hats about plus 8 milliseconds. Then do the bounce check. Mute the tops. Unmute the tops. The swan version should feel like it leans forward and rolls, while the core stays solid. If it gets messy, don't fight it. Reduce the groove timing amount, undo half your nudges, and simplify. In fast music, tiny changes are huge. To wrap it up, remember the rule of thumb. Keep kick and snare tight. Swing the air. Use groove pool for quick musical results, then do a few manual micro edits for personality and shape velocity along with timing, so the groove translates even when you listen quietly. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like liquid, neuro, jungle, or jump up, I can suggest exact groove settings and a hat and ghost pattern that matches that vibe.